MoneyWeb now on the money.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management. I'm chatting with Shunita Devet from Tax Consulting SA. Shunita, appreciate the time this morning. Immigrating, leaving South Africa, a big job. You're packing up the house, finding new places to live, sorting out the pets and kids' schools. But it perhaps equally as important part is actually ceasing to be a South African tax resident. This is a critical step for folks who are leaving and not intending coming back. You need to tell SARS.
Yes, correct. It's a very underwhelmed topic, I think, for a lot of people living abroad. There is not necessarily a change in tax status. I mean, on estimates, there's 915,000 South Africans who live outside the country. And of that, only 38,000 people have actually correctly declared their tax change in status is doing so with SARS. So that means 4% of people who live abroad have actually declared the correct change in tax status.
And the point is that if you haven't done this and haven't changed their tax status, SARS taxes you on worldwide income. As far as they're concerned, they still want their slice of your income.
Correct, yes. Living abroad does bring a sense of security with financials and all of that. However, SARS themselves do have taxing rights within your worldwide income, not only South African sourced, also that worldwide income, especially for the 1.25 million. If you earn 1.25 million, then yes, your foreign employment income is definitely taxable in South Africa.
And what is the process? I mean, is it as simple as, I don't know, writing SARS a letter? So what is that process to sort of cease being a South African taxpayer once you've exited the country?
Yeah, so before March 2021, they did essentially bring out the Notice of Non-Tax Residence Confirmation Letter. That is now the new regime of declaring you a non-tax resident. It means that foreign income is non-taxable in South Africa. And what that looks like, there are certain requirements, such as your exit stamp, that essentially validates that on a backdate cessation, you have been a non-tax resident, which is a very good thing, especially for those living abroad that have been there for more than 10 years. They can backdate that cessation. And then in respect of tax residence, you also confirm that you're noted as a tax resident in a foreign jurisdiction with SARS.
And in essence, it's some paperwork, but my sense of it, maybe I'm completely wrong, this is not necessarily onerous. SARS, as long as you've filled all the requirements, is not going to reject it. This is kind of admin in a sense, as I understand. Or am I wrong?
Most certainly, it is adminous. The only thing that you do need is essentially your practitioners helping you with the application. SARS likes declining the application due to arbitrary rejections. They love the fact that they can hold you back for as long as possible. At the end of the day, you are the revenue to the country. Yeah. So you leaving is also seizing that revenue. So SARS is not going to make it an easy job. They are going to flag a lot of things. So you declaring it correctly and you making sure that it aligns with tax submissions is very crucial.
And then ultimately, and you mentioned the March 2021, post-March 2021, what are we looking for? What is the certificate name or letter that I'm needing from SARS?
So under the new regime, you're now looking for the Notice of Non-Tax Residence Confirmation Letter, it's also known as the Golden Tickets.
Okay.
So this letter also brings a lot of benefits, such as your retirement withdrawals under the three-year lockup. So there are a lot of benefits with this letter specifically, especially with regards to your financial ties within South Africa.
That's an important point. Once I've exited, you talk about the three-year lockup. I can, in essence, I can get my retirement annuity, early withdrawal, pension and the like. What is that three-year lockup? Is that literally I have to wait the three-year period?
So the fact that I mentioned backdates and cessations, so you confirming with SARS that you've been a non-tax resident from, example, 2014, that alone gives me support to say that you have been a non-resident for 3 years consecutive period, which then means you can withdraw the full amount of your retirement funds. What that also means is your exemptions are very much lower than at retirement age. Your taxable income, well, your taxable bracket is a little bit heftier. But again, as a non-resident, you don't necessarily want that financial burden within South Africa. So that is a very feasible option for people moving abroad. It is just you taking that once-off knock and getting your funds out of the system.
Gotcha. Are there limits? As a South African taxpayer at this point in time, I have offshore limits. There's the million and then another 10 million I can apply for. If I am moving abroad and if I'm, you know, one of those folks who've got millions and millions and millions, are there limits to how much cash off it I can take my entire net worth?
So for a resident, tax resident who's lived abroad and hasn't ceased tax residency, yes, the single discretionary allowance does apply. Mm-hmm. That is only, you can transfer up to 1 million, right, per mm-hmm. annum. However, as a non-tax resident, you then apply for approval international transfer PIN. That is no capped amount to the amount you can transfer, okay? So you can mm-hmm. transfer up to 10 million, and that is essentially approved through SARS. It's also a formal application you do through SARS. It is also declaring your assets. They do use a TCR01 form to validate those assets with SARS and SARB. So that is also a formal application. It's no longer that you can apply for the single discretionary. You now apply for the approval international transfer.
Ah, gotcha. Okay, that does make sense. I see your point around that. We'll leave it there. Mm-hmm. Shanita Devet, Tax Consulting SA. Appreciate the time this morning.
The podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management.